Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You can stream the show or listen on demand anytime.
Just download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Say W-E-E-I is a favorite and listen wherever you go.
Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on W-E-E-I.
Our goal is to win, for Christ's sakes. And you keep talking about the CBT. You keep talking about prospects and your long-term goal. Like, you just basically told us we ain't good enough. We suck. You let us down.
Angry Lou. Angry Lou.
A hole the size of I don't even know what in that bullpen. Keep playing like dog.
Great call by manager Lou.
Go get me a goddamn first baseman. That's what I want. I don't want an outfielder D8. I need a first baseman.
Okay, Lou, I'll ask you something.
What? How do you go into the season without a closer? How do you not address the closer situation?
Lou, what's up, dog?
Good, how are you doing? Good.
Well, it's always great to have you here, Lou.
See, you just listen to that, and Fourier is used to working with people that are fiery is really all it is.
Oh, yeah. No. There's a – you know why? You know why Lou gets so mad? You want to know why? Because he cares. He cares. He cares too much. That's his problem.
Well, Lou Maloney is brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, where you can win free groceries in their Grand Slam Summer Sweepstakes. The voice of baseball in Boston, Lou Maloney.
And I already know where Lou is. I haven't asked him. I haven't talked to him. But I have a feeling he's playing golf right now.
Where am I?
You're playing golf.
No. No, it's day one from the road trip. I got the weekend off. So this is like honey-do list. I got stuff to do, Fourier.
You going to go to Home Depot?
Well, they got...
I just left Lowe's. And by the way, I still want a first baseman. I'm glad to hear you're in Detroit, because I came from Pittsburgh and Cleveland and said, all we got to do is go to Detroit after this and we'll just finish this three-city parlay.
There you go.
Crap.
Could you imagine? Yeah, Mr. Maloney, we have your yard of mulch ready. Back the truck up and we'll dump it in there.
Lou, did you? How often did you play in Detroit?
In Detroit, I mean, I used to play there, whatever, a couple times a year. And
okay.
We used now, to stay by the casino, so at least it gave us a little something to do.
Yeah, did you ever cross the river or whatever the hell that thing is and go into Windsor?
No, dude, seriously, it was like Detroit, get to the field, maybe the casino, back to the hotel. Like, Detroit wasn't much. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Isn't much. No. Yeah, what's left of the old ballpark has now turned into something smaller. And the one thing about Detroit I'll give them credit for, Ford Field, Comerica, and then Little Caesars all right near each other. It's like really convenient. Lou, you were in the toilet known as Cleveland. I mean, the only worst place would be Buffalo. And the Red Sox end up losing 2 out of 3 to the Guardians. How do you evaluate that series, and are maybe some people sleeping on the Guardians as to how good they might be this year, given the start they're off to?
I think they're just off to a good start. Listen, I respect them. I think they have a good roster. They don't swing and miss at all. Their bullpen's very good, and they play good defense, which is a recipe to beat I don't know, more than half of this league at this point. So it's a good team. I don't think they have the starting pitching. And quite frankly, if they were in Boston, we'd be talking about how they played nothing but the A's, the Red Sox, and the White Sox so far. So, I think they're good. I just don't know if they're that good.
So I know I've been monitoring some of the tweets you've been putting out there. And, you know, with all the injuries of this team, the young players have been forced to kind of, I would say, I don't know if I'd say grow up in a hurry, but I wonder if you feel like the fact that they are so young, it benefits the Red Sox.
Yeah, first off, I want to apologize for the Dahlbeck call.
Thank you for that.
McKenzie, that guy doesn't strike out anybody, and no swing and miss whatsoever. So I figured if there's a shot of contact, it would come against him. It just didn't happen. But anyways, you're right.
I took it.
It is the youth. Yeah, I know. I heard. I'm sorry. it's the youth that's allowing them to kind of just go out and play, because quite frankly, like Jansen, Martin, Devers, O'Neill, and Refsnyder are the five guys on the 26-man roster that actually realize how devastating some of these injuries are. The other guys wake up every day trying to prove they can play in the big leagues. They wake up every day going in the cage, working in bullpens, taking ground balls. They can't consume themselves with the injuries and how bad the situation may be because they're still trying to play in this league. And because of that, they just go out and play. And, you know, if you catch the baseball, you win ball games. You know, situational hitting, you win. But other than that, they're so young. They are so young and inexperienced that I think they don't see the big picture of all the injuries they have.
Lou, if you're Alex Cora, you were pulling your hair out to begin with, whatever was left of it for our friend Alex. Yep. But now with all these injuries, I mean – how in the hell is this guy kind of, you know, shepherding this team through all of the dings that he's trying to manage around?
Yeah, it's a different level of acceptance that I was talking to you guys about like, you know, he's in a good place, peace of mind, where he's just like, it is what it is. He's my guy's going to roll him out, and it's the same thing now. It's like, would I like to have Tristan Casas there? Sure. I don't have him. So I have to, you know, tell the media that Bob is my guy, because what's he going to do? He's going to sit there and say, yeah, we suck. I got to play this guy. He can't hit the ball. Like, so he has to teach, and he has to instill confidence in a young group with no experience that's going to make a ton of fundamental mistakes, not only in a base pass, but they're going to swing and miss a lot. They're going to, you know, struggle late in games defensively. Like, it's just the acceptance of this is who we are, who I have, and we're going to just try to keep teaching them the game as we go.
Lou, is there another team that has dealt with more adversity this early in the season? Is there another team that even comes close to the amount of injuries that the Red Sox have to overcome and deal with?
No, there isn't. I think they have 15 guys or 16 guys on the IL. I think the second most is probably 10. I mean, the Yankees are dealing without Gerrit Cole, you know, and that's cute. You know what I mean? And we don't have anybody that's at that Gerrit Cole level, but, you know, Giolito, Pivetta, Bayo, Whitlock. It's like, really? You know, again, two-fifths of your rotation, it's all you really have. The other guys are starters. Cooper Criswell might call it three. Winkowski may call it four. Tristan Casas is a guy you can't afford to lose. Neither was Devers, and you basically have had him for two games, opening day and the last two, so three games. You just, you're thin. You don't have enough. And you're probably the team that could afford injuries the least, and they've hit you harder than anybody.
Lou, I'm just going to ask it open-ended, take it where you want. What's going on with Yoshida?
So I think Yoshida had that big game in Pittsburgh on Saturday, 3-for-4, home run and everything. And I think there was something there Sunday where he couldn't play, whether it was hand, wrist, whatever it was, a little soreness, tenderness, I don't know. So he didn't play on Sunday. Now you have Monday. He feels a lot better. Unfortunately for him, you got Tyler O'Neill and Rafi Devers coming back in the lineup. And these guys haven't played in a while. They're coming off the IL. You've got to get them going. So you got to DH Tyler O'Neill. Then you got to DH Rafi Devers because his knee, they want to be careful with it at third base. So, you know, it's he didn't go on Sunday. He feels good enough to play now. But he's in a situation where these guys are basically more important than he is to be in the lineup. And he's not going to put him in left field. Although at Fenway Park, maybe. But I still think it's like, listen, if I'm not going to get any defense in my infield, my outfield's going to go get it. I have to be good defensively somewhere. And he's probably going to sit I think tonight, I think Devers is going to DH, and maybe even tomorrow. And then when these guys don't have to DH anymore, he'll play.
So what's he got to do? I mean, so what's the outlook for him then?
Well, he's not David Ortiz. You know, it's the reality of it. And there's potential there, and you want him in the lineup. But Devers is more important and a better hitter. And Tyler O'Neill is more important and a better hitter. So, you know, he's going up against the two guys. I mean, Casas would be the other one. That's like, if Casas ever needed to DH, if he was healthy, Yoshida would sit. So it's just where he is in the pecking order. He's just, he's your designated hitter. It's just that when everybody's healthy enough to play, he'll be the designated hitter, but not until then.
Our guy Lou Maloney with Gresh and Fourier breaking down everything Red Sox. I know, Lou, that earlier this year you were very much in analyzing Rafael Devers' swing. He missed a bunch. Now he's back. He's raking. Are you seeing anything different in Devers' swing compared to when we asked you about this last time?
Well, yeah, I think he's just healthy now. You know, when his shoulder was bothering him before, it got him out of whack. Like, anytime your shoulders feel weak, front shoulder, back shoulder, you feel like you can't get to the balls like you normally could, so you cheat, and you don't drive the ball to left field. You roll over an awful lot because you're cheating. And then the knee started bothering him, and he just sort of lost his base and foundation. So I think a lot of things were going on. These 5 days he had off, he looked like the last 2 days. He looked like the guy at opening day, and he looked like the guy 5-6 weeks of spring training. So hopefully he stays healthy, and he just kind of is a monster from this point on.
So Rafaela now started with the last six games this road trip, right, that you've been on. You've seen him a lot. How important was that for Cora to get him in and cement him there? And just, I guess, maybe for Sedan also, the fact that, listen, he knows and what he needs to do and what to expect now at that position. He's not going to be moving around anymore.
Yeah, it's huge. And you started to see it, too, in the trip. Like, he just sort of stabilizes it. There's a couple plays that he made that nobody in the roster can make. He's your best shortstop. You know, the minute Story went down, I think Cora would have loved to have put him there. They wanted to try, you know, Hamilton there first. But it's obvious he's your best shortstop, and it's your better team. And especially with Abreu hitting the way he is. You know, like earlier in the year, it was Rafaela, Duran, and O'Neill, even against righties. And you got this kid, Abreu, that you really liked. He wasn't playing that much. Well, in order to play him, you got to move Rafaela to center. I mean, the shortstop. He's your best defender. Duran, Abreu, O'Neill. That's what your outfield should be with Refsnyder. So it's a better roster. It's a better nine. It's just, you know, if they can ever get all the guys in there at once, it'd be nice.
Lou, the Cubbies are coming to town. 16-9, pretty good record. How good are the Cubs?
Well, you got Imanaga here game one, which is just salt in the wound, right? Because he was a name that people in Boston, I think, were looking for, and he's throwing his ass off. So Bellinger's hurt. He's got a cracked rib, so that helps that he's not going to be playing. It's a good baseball team. You know, I'm curious to get a closer look at them, but, you know, you come back, and once again, you want to play better baseball. You've played the two best teams in the American League East in Baltimore and Cleveland at home, and now you've got one of the better teams in the National League, or at least playing like it. Here at home as well, but you got to play better at home. And you got Crawford. That's your rotation, guys. Like, that's all you got, and you got two or three of them going in this series, so you have to win this series.
All right, so Lou, I got to follow up from your time in Pittsburgh. Did you get a chip chop tam? Did you go to Isley's and get a slammer?
I did not get the chip chop, and I apologize for that. And I'm not going to be there for a few years. And just, you know, things started snowballing on me. Things started speeding up. And next thing you know, I was just at games, and I'm like, damn it, I missed the chip chop.
I
think I could probably make you a chip chop ham sandwich. I'm going to go get some ham. I'm going to chop it up, and then I'm going to put it on some bread. Yeah. Lou, and I think you just add whatever you want to
it. Work that way.
There you go.
It doesn't work that way.
Lou, I think I ham, or are we doing chunks of ham?
Oh, no. It's all in the preparation of the way they do it and slice it and cut it and all that stuff. Fourier doesn't know. I will say this, Lou. You have traveled with Christian before, and I've learned a few things about our mutual friend. He is a dichotomy, because walking isn't really good for him because he had the ankle surgery that he, you know, decided not to listen on and started walking early. But yet He's so impatient, he won't wait for elevators or escalators, therefore making it worse for him to walk around. And I said, you're a dichotomy. And he, and it was, well, what does that mean? It was like, well, you're a contradiction. And he goes, yes, I am.
Yes, and I fully admit it. I'm aware of it.
Well, I would say this. Did he shit himself yet?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
No.
No,
because if he hasn't done that, if he hasn't done that yet, Chris, and I apologize for saying that, but
it's all right.
If he hasn't done that yet,
yeah,
then you're safe.
Hey, wait, Lou, you know who has?
Knocked out with his suitcase on the way home.
Listen, I haven't checked.
No, Lou, you know who has in our old trio? You know who has kind of I passed the baton to who actually did like make the dookie at during the show? That would be one Megan Ottolini. Yes. Poopy pants,
what are
Mego.
You talking about? They don't, women don't even poop.
Oh no!
Well, she had this the mud butt. Yeah, she had basically the same thing I had, but she got it a different way. Yeah, we were commiserating together.
Oh,
I gave
word.
Her the remedy.
Even worse than like that's even worse than like women's panties.
I know, right?
All right, everybody.
All right, Liberlotti, ladies and gentlemen.
Red Sox baseball tonight. Here we go. Lou's off this weekend. Have a good weekend,
thanks,
brother.
Lou.
We appreciate you, Lou.
All right. Have a great one, boys.
Did
he do that
yet? He can do that.
I could say no. I haven't checked, but there hasn't been a.
No, I got food poisoning. I was dead to the world.
Well, Mego is apparently ill, and you're.
She's back now. She basically had the same issue I had. We just had. I got mine by eating bad fish, and she just got sick.
Did he shit himself yet?
No. And Lou was right there for me, basically. If it wasn't for Lou, I would have been dead. He went to the pharmacy, got my prescription, asked me if I needed anything. I said no. He just wouldn't take my poopy pants in his bag.
No. Nor I would not go that far.
That was an experience, that trip.
Yeah, it was.
I had Randy's Donuts, like Wright's special Randy Donuts. Randy's Donuts from right by the airport, the famous logo, the big giant donut that you see. I had a dozen of those donuts I was ready to eat by the time I got back.
Did he shit himself yet?
Pooping my pants and throwing up at the same time.
And I would say this, my teeth has helped you with your ankle, as weird as that sounds.
By the way, I would like some more, please.
like
some more. I become a drug addict, and you're my pusher. I mean, literally, we'll do whatever you want me to do.
They gave me the high-test Motrin for my, like, teeth, and I've never used any of
just
it, but I bring
to me.
It with me just in case. So, yeah, I will say, listen, Foyer's been hopping around on the ankle and all that stuff, but the other parts are breaking down. You got a wing issue. Who knows?
I got a stomach issue because I'm starving.
Well, there is that. All right. Well, they're setting up the food over there in the old VIP area. What Gerard Mayo saw in Drake May that was the aha moment. And then there is tonight, two picks into the second round. The New England Patriots are going to be on the clock. We'll start to get into all that with you.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella
is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Remember the music video? It was Gerard Mayo, the hand that reached out to pull Drake May in. They did a good spoof of this on Family Guy with Chris as well.
Was it like a workout montage?
No.
Hijinks making a supercomputer doll montage?
No, they did it like the video. It was all drawn up and stuff.
This song.
It is.
This is one of the best videos of all time.
It really is.
Top 20.
I don't think it's a bad song at all, but then again, people who are under 30 years old are hearing it for the first time probably.
Oh, no, that's not true. This was big on Vine before TikTok was a thing.
Oh, really? Take on me.
TikTok has brought all of these old 80s, 90s songs and they just repurposed them and they mean something totally different now.
Be gone, because I dropped it.
You hate, your only reason for hating May is because you just wanted somebody else. So now you hate the one you're with because you lost out on the one that you really liked. You're like the guy in an arranged marriage that is just pissed that daddy forced you to date, you know, somebody's daughter because of a business venture.
I look forward to Drake May sitting. I can't wait.
He's going to sit.
What's wrong with that?
Why would you want – why? Okay, I guess the reality is
– guy who can come and play right away or guy who's going to sit. That, I'm sorry. I guess I'm crazy.
If you're building a team
– yep.
Okay, and we showed the clip the other day where we had the chart the other day about of all the positions in the draft – over the last like 20 years or something like that, where wide receiver had the lowest hit rate, and then the top five highest paid receivers in the league, not one of them was a first round pick. Here's the thing. I'm not saying that Marvin Harrison Jr. won't be a good player. Hell, there's four or five other guys that got drafted in the first round that have a really good chance of being really good. I'm just saying that you're obsessed over Marvin Harrison Jr. is a little bit dated now, and you need to find a way to let it go. Because every time he scores a touchdown,
so you're bullying me into you're doing. The great Bob Backlund would whenever he would sign his books, he would say, "Don't capitulate." So you just want me to capitulate? Hey, it was great. Hey, they got the quarterback now. Here we go.
They need a quarterback.
Yeah,
they need a quarterback.
I don't understand why
that's so. It's like they need one.
There are lots of ways to find one.
What's the other way to find one?
Well, you can do it in free agency.
They tried to get Justin Herbert.
Well, here. Oh God.
They tried.
Yeah, that's like. Hold on a second. That would be like me asking out Taylor Swift.
You tried.
It goes nowhere.
It
is a futile exercise.
She likes guys with beards. You may have a shot.
I don't know about gray ones. Here is what Gerard Mayo said in the post-draft pick press conference about the aha moment for him with Drake May.
One thing about Drake, and we kind of talked about it this past year, they also had some holes on offense. And the thing that most impressed me about him, he would get smacked and just get right back up, right? And that's the same trait. You had a guy like Tom Brady, not saying that he's Tom, but just that mentality. Same thing with Joe Burrow. Like, those guys just keep getting back up and continue to play at a high level. And that was like that aha moment for me.
Yeah, he got hit a lot. He ran a lot. He probably had more scramble yards than any other quarterback in college football last year because he was forced to run. I do think that is – wasn't Mac Jones tough?
Yeah.
He was tough for the moment. Like, dopey, but tough. He was a tough guy. He got hit all the time, and he played through pain, but he just wasn't nearly as good. Now, a couple things I would suggest to Gerard Mayo. When it comes to comparisons, when it comes to name recognition, guys that you want him to emulate, don't use Tom Brady's name ever again. This is to everybody. Use a current player in the NFL.
Well, he did.
I like
Joe,
the fact that
well,
he went.
He did Joe Burrow, an MVP, I think an MVP candidate.
But I think the similarities, okay, with Joe Burrow, he's kind of like, you know, doesn't care. He throws his body out there. Doesn't care the way he looks. Like, he's just really kind of all in. And there is a toughness that I think his team appreciates.
Let me ask you a question. This is very simple. They talked about all the, you know, May stuff and what they like and da-da-da. Christian, would they have traded out? Would they have traded out? Because if you love the player, you're not trading out. Would they have traded if some dumb team called and said, here you go, here's the picks? That's where I land on this. Chicago and Washington were not trading because they said, this is the guy.
Oh,
the Patriots were of the.
What do you believe, though?
Well, we kind of like these people.
I know, but what
do you? Well, we kind of like this group. But I'll tell you, you give me the $10 biggie bag, and it's gone.
There are some scenarios, and the reality is that was never going to happen. That's why they made the pick with 5 minutes to spare. It was all just a shakedown to kind of see who would kind of, you know, poke their head up and
but
be
why?
Stupid.
But why?
Because I think they wanted the opportunity to say no.
But if they loved May, then it shouldn't have even been an option, right?
I think, well, true. So then they were lying. The whole time they were lying. So why go out there and express it and announce it and talk about it? And then Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network sits down in Gerard Mayo's office and then explains to him what a bag means. Why do it? If you don't care, if there isn't a deal that you can even think about accepting because you have a – This guy only comes around once in a lifetime. The Bears don't see it. The Commanders, they don't see it. Lucky for us, we're not giving this opportunity up. We're sticking with them. It's a once-in-a-lifetime type of situation. The first two teams in front of us, you know, don't see it. It's like the guy that was drafted in front of Michael Jordan, Sam Bowie. Is that
right.
Who it was?
Yeah.
Sam Bowie. Was it Portland that drafted Sam Bowie?
Very good.
They didn't see it. They missed it, and Chicago was like, oh, my God, don't say anything.
Right.
Don't say anything.
I guess that's my – you know,
it's Markelle
listen,
Fultz all
now,
over
look,
again.
I know that they're going to pump up May, and they should. And, listen, there are a lot of things to like about May. For me, I disagree on the whole strategy, and I just go back to we didn't hear anything about Chicago. We didn't hear anything about Washington, who was thirsty and almost begging for a trade. Because I really believe if someone had given them, you know, two ones and a sweetener or three ones, whatever it would have turned into, that they would have bailed out of there. That's all. And that's what I keep coming back to is that if you truly were locked in love with this guy, then you don't consider it or you don't think about it. Or you lie to everyone and say you're taking Marvin Harrison and have Arizona slide up one spot.
So, okay, so Harrison goes 4. And then you have Joe Alt goes 5. Giants go Malik Nabers at 6. LSU wide receiver. Titans take an offensive tackle from Alabama. Falcons take Michael Penix Jr.
Oh, boy.
And then you're like, okay. Then another wide receiver. And then here comes another quarterback, J.J. McCarthy at 10. And then Bo Nix goes to Denver and Sean Payton. I'm looking at it. Okay, so – so all these people, either everybody is overdrafting them.
Oh,
but here's the thing.
Massively.
I don't think you have a choice but to overdraft. I don't think you have a choice. Because if you need a quarterback, and you know everybody else needs quarterbacks.
Yep.
Like, you're forced to pick from what college provided you, are you not?
Yes and no. If I'm to believe that Jacoby Brissett is a good bridge-holding quarterback, or he's the in-place guy until you can repurpose the position, why would bringing in a guy that projects to be a potential all-time great who has bloodlines from an all-time great, why is that bad? Again, that's what I come back to, the square peg round hole. It's the, well, we need one, we got to take one. Then there's Atlanta. Doesn't need one, takes one.
But
massive
I would say
overdraft.
I would say as long as they pick a lane, I guess I'm fine. Is it the way I would do it? I would probably try to get – I kept saying trade out, because, hell, I think J.J. McCarthy can be just as good as Drake May. They have a lot of similarities. I've seen it. We've talked about it. And every team that picked one of these quarterbacks spent so much time with them. Wait, when we heard
Chip Lindsey,
offensive coordinator for North Carolina, hey, like, how much time did the Patriots spend with Drake May? Well, quite a bit. Because all we really know as a fan is the combine, the Senior Bowl, the individual workouts, the one of the 30 visits that he come over. Not that he went, that they went to his practices during the year, because that would have been the only time you could have seen him, sat with him, and talked with him. The scouts will go there. They're talking so much that they're talking to Chip Lindsey, trying to figure out. And this just shows me ultimately that, like, knowing that they were the third pick and they have that third pick, or possibly even better, that they had pretty much predetermined him a long time ago.
Thank you very much for confirming what I've been saying since Mayo got the job.
And that's my point to you. Then they are all just full of it. And then even – I know we can't tell everything about, you know, how the sausage is made out here since we've been out here, who we've talked to, all the signs. I've showed you a grid that I got from somebody.
Yes.
That proved – you talked to somebody that was like – They all but said Drake May.
They used the position quarterback like 8 times.
Yeah,
in
it
the
was
conversation.
Just, it was like the closer you got to the draft, you realize nobody's taking the cheese. They can't. The Patriots tried to trick people.
So
see,
what,
I think they tried to trick people.
So what
and
does
it didn't
that,
work?
So what does that say about May in the number 3 slot? That even teams like the Vikings, who have like a first-round pick and a fifth-round pick next year because they were trading away yesterday. What does that say about the whole, well, we were stuck here, so I guess we had to take this guy? There's a little bit of that feel versus some bitch. This guy is a big-time wide receiver, and he helps everybody else in our room, because we still look at it and say, I mean, what was it, Orlovsky today? I think Matt Chatham was clapping at him on Twitter or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
really? Was it Matt Chatham shaming somebody?
But,
no.
But, like, they have the worst of whatever in the NFL.
Oh, they have the worst talent in the NFL.
Yeah.
So it's a terrible position for them to be in.
Which I don't think it's – which, look, do I think it's that bad? No. But a guy like Harrison would have put everyone in line to where they should be. And if Jacoby Brissett is just a middle-of-the-road guy – you're still going to be able to grow your offense. Hey, here's another thing. Patriots are on the clock at 34 tonight. Who's playing left tackle? Who is playing left tackle this year? Calvin Anderson? I mean, that's what – I mean, right now, going by the depth chart, so there's that.
Right now,
so,
it's a core of 4.
Okay.
I've already announced that.
And why did quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tackles go early? Because right now they're your 3 premier positions.
Yeah.
And if you have none, how can you prioritize one over the other without factoring in the actual players we're talking about?
I wonder if it is because there were so many good wide receivers and quarterbacks. Think about it. Every single quarterback in the Pac-12 that was relevant, they all got drafted in the first round.
Right.
Every tackle that you thought was good, they all got drafted.
Olu Fashanu was, I mean, a stroke of genius. And somehow the Jets, who have Aaron Rodgers, they have Aaron Rodgers. Now, I get it. You could say, well, maybe they could have taken a quarterback. Even the Jets got an extra pick by smoking out Minnesota when Minnesota could have looked at their roster and be like, these people are about to get fired. Potentially, are they really going to take a quarterback here, considering Joe Douglas is going to go? Mm-hmm. Again,
well, it's
this
not about
is
that. It's about the Broncos or somebody moving ahead of the Vikings. The Vikings wanted to get ahead of that line.
And
it's
you know what?
Spot.
And there was Bo Nix right there. So there was another guy right there. But that's the dum-dum stuff of the draft that I don't get. Minnesota ultimately got shook or spooked into making a move. Except New England was the one that couldn't pull it off. Now, let me ask you why. Maybe it's the player. that was there. I'm just saying. What about the second round pick tonight? We're going to have to get into that at 1 o'clock hour.
Oh, and we got to replay our exclusive one-on-one interview with, you know, everybody's favorite quarterback and, you know, youngest of four boys, Drake May.
At 1:10, we will bring you our – actually, you know what? Let's go 1:05. We will bring you our one-on-one chat with Drake May, because we do have to kind of turn the page to tonight, because the Patriots still have a lot of work to be done. And what's really interesting is at the top of round two, you have wide receivers and corners. And I made the joke during the Greg Hill show, at some point, maybe going defense isn't the worst thing in the world, because a lot of teams were loading up on offense. But then again, maybe this is the pick that ultimately gets traded. I really think this is the one that might have – it doesn't bring you the kind of first-round pick value, don't get me wrong, but relative to what's left on the board – this is a big-time value pick for the Patriots. I kind of hope they don't trade it, but there's a part of me that thinks they might. We will get to that. Rumors out of San Francisco. But ladies and gentlemen, I know the Loomer Loney used a descriptor a little earlier with our friend Christian Fourier about a bottom mess at one point in time, but would you wear pea-stained jeans? A draft edition of Big Deal, No Big Deal is next.
Did he shit himself yet?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
All right, big deal, no big deal. So we're going to get to the pea-stained jeans and what that's all about in a second. But first, let's do a quick little big deal, no big deal about some of the moves that were made last night, Gresh, some of these teams. And let's start with the Atlanta Falcons, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Because in March, the Atlanta Falcons signed a 36-year-old Kirk Cousins to a four-year, $180 million contract with $100 million in guarantees, in a move that you would think designed to correct some years and years of disappointment at that position since Matt Ryan left. Then, last night, with the number 8 pick, they did this.
The Atlanta Falcons select Michael Penix Jr.
What?
Quarterback, Washington.
What?
J.J. McCarthy, my ass.
That was from the Rich Keith draft party with Shime and Andy Hart last night.
Big deal, no big deal.
What, the way they reacted?
No, not the way they reacted. The fact that the Falcons, after signing Kirk Cousins with the 8th pick, decided to go back in and sign another quarterback.
It is the biggest deal that will come out of the NFL draft. I really believe that. Because when they go to show the draft room, and there's old man Arthur Blank over there being like, what is going on?
And what did we just do?
And he's
just signed this guy.
And he's looking like, are you doing all these hand signals or whatever? I wonder if Arthur Blank went home last night and just was like, what did I do?
There's no strategy. I have no strategy. There's zero strategy.
There you go.
Let me read you a quote real quickly from the Atlanta Falcons. It says, if you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have because we're doing so well at that position. So it's as simple as if you see a guy you believe in at the position, you have to take him. Big deal, no big deal on that comment.
Oh, you mean they weren't sitting around or begging for a bag because they were convicted? They had conviction in who they wanted to take? How come the Falcons wouldn't be like, well, I got all these guys here at number 8. Who's going to give us a bag? No, instead they shut their mouth. And they didn't tell anybody, and they got the guy, and it shocked everyone, and I disagree with it. But from the strategic standpoint that we've been talking about here in New England, you got one head coach who's telling a bunch of people that are there to drink at the draft party, hey, we might get back up in the first round, and the Atlanta Falcons are cloak and daggering their way to getting a quarterback that they want because they at least, you know, were really in on it, not begging for someone to trade.
Kirk Cousins was not given really a heads up on this whole thing.
Oh, that's
the other aspect of it. So the word is now that the Falcons, Raheem Morris and others, didn't let him know that that's what they were going to do. Imagine you're Kirk Cousins. You just signed for all this money. You're going to go save the franchise, right? And you're not going anywhere. It's $100 million guaranteed. And then they draft the quarterback? Like, what?
Can I ask you a question? Would NFL player Fourier in that spot had been really pissed, or would you have realized?
I was in that spot.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, I was. They convinced me to come move my entire family out to New England, and they moved up. The first year I'm here, a month and a half. I get a call from Scott Pioli after they moved up to take Dan Graham in the draft. They move. They bring me over here. Then they move up in the draft, and then here's what Scott Pioli tells me. It's classic. I remember for the rest of my life. It's your position to lose.
Oh my
God! It's your job to lose. And I was like, you've got whatever. At that point, I was like, whatever. At least he's from Colorado.
Okay.
that's all I really care about.
All right.
Nick, did you have that sound that I sent you or no?
I did not have time to.
Okay,
edit
don't worry about it.
Too many swears.
Okay, let's go to this one. Yeah, too many swears to knock out. All right, so here's another story. All right, so because what happens at the draft is, and we saw all the families rolling in the buses. Right, so the players are in one area.
We did.
And then the families get rolled in, like, which ended up being six buses. And they all get off it together, and they all go to the waiting area just with the players. So, and after a pick is made, you saw this on ESPN, ABC, who knows, they start interviewing the parents. So, Bryant Thomas Jr. is a wide receiver. is a wide receiver out of LSU.
I know.
And then as he was walking up, they went up to his father and his mother, and they started asking them questions about how they feel. Listen to the way the mom answers the question next.
Sandra, how far has this family come?
We came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
When you think about the journey that you've been on together, what does tonight mean to you?
It means the world. It's amazing. I'm so grateful to God, so happy for him. We are so proud of him.
Okay, the line.
I'm still a reporter, though, for on the fly, repeating the question in a different way.
yeah, she had sympathy for her because she knew that she answered the question literally. Big deal,
came from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Well, how far have you come? Was that the question?
Yeah,
was that a crappy question? Or
it was a little open-ended to ask a mom who might not completely like get the context of it. However, like, that was the girl from ESPN. I'm sure ESPN was of the, hey, listen, you don't have to ask the hard-hitting stuff. Ask the mums and dads how proud they are and stuff like that. It was like the freaking batch of ham and eggers that we were sitting with last night for these damn press conferences.
Oh man, I tell you what, you were making friends quickly. All right, so I don't want to miss this one because there is a company. Okay, that has creating a new brand of denim jeans.
Oh, Lord.
And despite how embarrassing this would be if it happened to you in real life, suddenly they are popular. They are called Pea Stain Denim.
I'm sorry. Well, hold on. No, wait. You said denim as in the city of Denim, Massachusetts.
No, denim.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pea Stain Denim.
Pea Stain, and it literally looks like you urinated in your pants, and you just said, screw it. No one can tell me what to do.
Are they
these jeans?
Are these sold in the Patriots Pro
the
Shop
jeans,
for the 23 season?
The jeans are made by a British-Italian menswear brand, and they're sold out online. They're a light wash, kind of jean, and it obviously looks like you peed in your pants. And guess what? They sell for $811. Big deal, no big deal.
Big deal, they're overpriced. However,
think?
However, they're better than bottom mess pants.
True. I would say this. Listen, if I want that look, it's very easy for me to accomplish this. If I really want to, if I don't want to spend the money, I can easily give myself the same look for free. Now, it may smell a little different. It may be a little bit uncomfortable because nothing is more uncomfortable than wet jeans. Like, have you ever jumped into a pool, like, with jeans on? It's, like, the worst feeling in the world.
I've fallen into a pool with jeans on. It's
really
awful. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, are you telling me that Gresh is not buying the Pea Stain jeans for $811?
No, I would rather have the Pea Stain couch that George Costanza made his father sleep on when Poppy went to go visit him.
I am amazed, though, like the...
Hey, look, everybody. Billy peed his pants.
No, no, of course I peed my pants. Everybody my age pees their pants. It's the coolest.
That is funny, though. Think about it.
Sandler so was they 20 took, years ahead.
They took something that was so... I don't mean how you would even describe it. Like, I've seen people in bars.
Yeah.
We saw a guy last night who had his friend had to hold him up because he couldn't walk.
I bet you
that guy created his own pair of pee-stained jeans.
The guy was leaning backwards and his friend's holding him up against a chain.
It's amazing what they'll come up with. I can't even imagine. I'll tell you what, poopy-stained jeans are next. And I feel like I should trademark that right now because I feel like I invented it.
Hey, listen, again, it could be the new jeans and the Patriots Pro Shop that could define an era.
There you go. Well, that's a big deal, no big deal.
Oh, that is fantastic. If you missed our one-on-one conversation with Drake May, you will hear it next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.